So maybe in the modern West, we still don't really know how the practice of Buddhism is going to look. We've got a bit of an idea about how some of the traditions look, and we've certainly got an idea about what the tools are, but we don't really know how it's going to look through our modern lives, what that's going to look like. But what I'm suggesting is that it's going to come through community. And some of the other modern teachers I've been reading seem to be suggesting the same. And we ourselves are quite well placed for that because we based a lot of our tradition on the community. Joanna Macy, interesting enough, she talks about her teachings in terms of, well, no one person is going to bring her teachings into the world. It's only going to happen through a community that takes it on. That's why she's so keen on getting involved in the FWO, because she sees it as a very strong functioning community. And if we can adopt some of her practices, then she's going to be much more effective in changing the world. So she literally sees the possibility of changing the world as coming through a community rather than through an individual. And it'll be a community that is unified through practices. She's not the only one that thinks that. Thich Nhat Hanh, he says, the next Buddha may not appear in the form of a single awakened individual. As our understanding of interdependence grows, the next Buddha may be the Sangha itself. Collectively, we will be the ones helping one another to awaken. But that's going to require us to become a much, much more effective Sangha, a much more effective community, and we've got to really step up the gas, I suppose, in terms of practice and in terms of the way that we engage with one another. So I'm just going to finish with a bit of a quote from Bhante. It's a very old quote from a talk he gave. I think it's called New Currents in Western Buddhism. And he's talking about the development of Buddhism through different cultures. So from the very beginning, Buddhism was associated with Indian culture. And then Buddhism, as we say, went from India to China. But what actually happened? Did Buddhism, just Buddhism, go from India to China? What went from India was Buddhism plus Indian culture. And then in China, Buddhism assumed certain Chinese characteristics, culturally speaking. And then, of course, Buddhism went to Japan. But again, what was it that actually happened? What went from China to Japan was Buddhism plus Indian culture, plus Chinese culture. And in Japan, Buddhism assumed certain Japanese cultural characteristics. So today, Japanese Buddhism consists of Buddhism plus Indian culture, plus Chinese culture, plus Japanese culture. And it is this Buddhism, in inverted commas, which goes, say, to the United States of America, or Britain, or even New Zealand. And sometimes, just sometimes, the Buddhism succeeds in penetrating all these layers of culture which are superimposed upon it. Sometimes it does, sometimes it does not. So really, it's going to be up to us to work out what is Buddhism and put it into the Western culture.